DTY, anybody on signal?
K4DTY, W4DJW, I hear you.
Thank you so much for the call back. Yep, found a little HT from Steve, and I want to make sure that it's actually working, because I'm not sure if he's trustworthy or not.
Well, it is working, and it sounds just like you. Sounds like you're sitting in the chair next to me. Are you running high power?
High power, like 6 watts, but cool. Well, thank you so much for the comeback, Dave. This is KF4DTY. I'll be clear on your final.
Okay, have a good day. KF4DTY, W4DJW, clear.
W4DJW.
Hey, Steve. I had to buy another mic. I threw that one away after talking to Daniel. That's a click of a button on the screen that opens a window. W4DJW, go ahead.
Listen, the guys were telling me the other day I had replaced the mic on this 857, and they were telling me it sounded like I was eating the microphone. I made some adjustments. How does it sound now?
It sounds much better, and they were correct. It did sound that way. I was going to tell you, but I had told you before, and I didn't want to harp on it, so I didn't say anything. But, yeah, it did sound like it was down about your tonsils, if you still have them. But now it doesn't sound like that anymore.
Audio now?
Yeah, it's better than it was, but I can still tell a little bit of that. How close is it to you, or to your mouth, the mic?
I got my hand resting on my thigh.
Oh, wow. That's super sensitive. That gain must be turned up. That explains why we can hear all the background noise when you're driving. That gain must be turned up to the max.
As a matter of fact, I've got the gain on a scale of 100. I got it set at 25 right now.
If it's at 25 and you can talk like you're talking now with it resting on your leg, then there might be a mismatch in that mic and that radio.
Here just for a second. I'm going to reset that mic gain and run it down just a little bit further. You got just a minute?
Yeah, I just finished up I'm extremely late on my morning routine. I just finished up, so, yeah, I'm sitting here recovering.
How about now? How does that sound?
That is better. I don't know what you did, but that's better. You could keep going a little bit further in that direction, whatever you did.
Okay, hold just one second. How does that sound?
Oh, everything's not merged together anymore. I can hear some distinct articulation coming through. What's the setting now?
You gave me a new microphone, and it's identical to the one that I took off of it. And I'm set down around 10 on a scale of 100 now.
Go to 5, and let's see what that sounds like.
Set down.
It is totally out of your mouth now. It is on the outside of your body, because I can hear I can hear articulation of the words again, whereas before there was no articulation going on at all. It was just one word mixed with the next word.
Okay, good. Now I've pulled back out on the road. So this ought to be okay on my audio for transmit, but I want to get a background. So I'm going to give you 5 seconds of 13.
Yeah, that sounds like you're holding the mic outside the window while you're going 40 miles an hour down the road.
Down in a hole. You know the mill, the Lawsett Lake, Appalachian Mill, down below the highway department. I'm down at the bottom of that hill, so I am scratchy.
Well, it's not a problem of signal strength or holding a repeater up. It's just there's super. Is that the mic that came with the radio, or is that is that an off-brand mic that's supposed to match the radio?
Beizu MH31, supposedly an exact replacement for the radio by Yezu.
Contact. Go ahead, contact.
This is Bob AA1RD. I just wondered, is there compression on that rig, on that radio? Because it almost sounds like when you stop talking, but you hear the background that it boosts way up, almost like you've got a high amount of compression on there. I'll step back out. AA1RD, clear.
Well, now that you mention it, Bob, I heard that too, because it wasn't there until he gave me dead key, and then it started coming through, so you're absolutely right. Yeah, do you use that for HF too, Steve?
Yes, sir?
Well, that's often a problem between HF and VHF. It's often a problem when you try to use the same mic for both. You can do it, but just take some tweaking. So I think Bob's right. I think you got compression turned on. Is that what Yaesu is that?
7D.
I got an 897, and their menus are the same. The box they're in are just different. The radios are the same. Let me turn on my 897 and see where that compression, see which menu item that's in.
Yeah, I do it, and I've got one of those nifty-fifty things in my console, but I'm driving down the road, and I didn't want to try to do that. Hey, good morning, Bob.
I'm hopping over to the manual, Steve, because it's going to be quicker than hunting through the menus. So I'm pulling up the PDF manual. I'll be back in a minute.
Morning, Steve, N4DJC.
Good morning, Jerry. How are you? Are you on EchoLink?
I am. I'm going through my iPhone. I'm in a bad spot. I'm in here at Texas Roadhouse in Anderson. I really can't get into the machine on my handheld from here.
Link is doing just fine, sir. And how about you? Are you doing as good as your Echo Link?
Well, I'm doing a little better. I still got a ways to go. I got some more tests and stuff to run. I feel better than I did, but still kind of limited in where I can go because of the stuff I got to do, and without going into any detail on the radio. But I do feel better, though, and hopefully all the tests and stuff will turn out good, but I'm not going back to see my doctor until May, or he may want to wait to see until August to see how everything's going, but I am improved, but I still got some things going on that I gotta deal with. It's just one of those things with age and other stuff. I appreciate that. Depending on what the results show in the next few months, I may have to have a biopsy and I may not. It's just one of those things that sometimes these things are, they don't necessarily suspect it's cancer, but there's always an issue when you get my age with, this prostate deal. And sometimes they just don't want to do anything to it. They just want to watch it. And so far, the tests have been okay, but they're going to watch it a while, and I may have to have a biopsy maybe later on in the year, but they didn't seem to think it was anything too drastic, depending on what my PSA looks like in a few months. The free PSA was good, but, that's, as you get older, that's just what happens. Some people, I always had an issue with it, but I'll turn it back over to you and Dave and Bob, but yeah, it does sound like you got some compression turned on there somewhere. I've noticed that couple of times when you've been on, but hesitant to say anything because everybody's installation is a little different. But I'll turn it back over to you, and I'll just be listening. N4DJC, clear and listening.
I appreciate that, and let me just tell you right off. April 14th is when I get my biopsy. I'm going down the same road, brother. So anyhow, you're headed in the right direction. And I'll talk to you again soon,
all right?
All right, so,
N4WA, stand by for W4DJW. W4DJW here. I did text you the way to turn that down. You've got an A, B, and C key that are up underneath the display. Press and hold the C key when you're not driving. Okay, pull over to the side of the road and stop in a safe place. Press and hold the C key. And then turn it up to menu item number 74. And that will be processor level. And my processor level on my 897 is set at 50. See what yours is set at. If you've been using it for HF, it might be set a little bit high. You might need to bring it back down to 50.
The issue is I have recently replaced the display head on this 857. I'm trying to get all of my other stuff set back up. I got an ATOS 120A antenna. I just recently got it back to where it will auto-tune. And you know, I'm just getting all the settings back in this new programming here. And it's just part of the process. I appreciate everybody letting me know what my audio was doing. So I'll try to get that on my next stop. As a matter of fact, I'll probably be up to Ingalls and Landrum. Taking Mama up to look at some cherry trees. So, well, how's everything else going today?
Everything else is going pretty good, although other than I got a late start and the sun came out today. It's not dreary like yesterday, but it took its time coming out. I just finished my morning workout routine, and so I'm ready to get my day started now. But I did text that to you so that if you forget, it's in your text messages. You don't have to read that now. But I don't know if it stores by frequency. Some of them do. Some of the radios, when you set something, it's set for that frequency and not all the other frequencies, especially if it's in memory mode. But if not, then when you go back to HF, they're probably going to say, can't hear you, can't hear you, can't hear anything. So just keep that in mind when you go back to HF, W4DJW.
And you called that menu item process level?
Yeah, menu number 74, after you hold the C button in for about a second. Then a menu will pop up, and then you use the secondary VFO knob to rotate through the menus up and down. Or that's what I use on the 897. It's the smaller. It's not the main VFO. It's the secondary VFO, and that'll scroll you through the menu items. Mine was down around 40 something. I had to bump it up to 74, and that's labeled PROC level.
Well, you know what? Mine is just a little bit different. I've got a button on mine that says function. And I pulled over here, and I'm going to try to find that real quick. Shouldn't take but just a couple of seconds. So hang in there with me.
Okay. Yeah, they call it setting for the compression level of the AF speech processor. That's what menu item number 74 is, per the PDF file.
Okay, try that now. How does that sound?
Well, I can't tell about the background noise because that was the telltale sign that it was up too high. So you're not driving anymore, but if you give me a dead key, I'm thinking it's going to be totally quiet.
Roger, roger. And my level was already at a 7, and I dialed it down to a 4. So I'm pulling out now, and give me just one more second here to get pulled out onto the road. And there we go. Now I'll give you about 5 seconds of dead key, see what we get.
I still hear it, but it's I can hear better what it is. It's not so high that it just all runs together, which means that helped. But I can still hear it. You might want to turn that down a little bit more. Is the mic gain still turned down to 5? Okay. Well, when you stop talking, the background noise does come up. While you're talking, the background noise is not there. I mean, it is, but barely. And then when you stop talking, you can hear the background noise come up in volume.
AA1RD jumping in.
Go ahead, Bob.
Steve, I've got an 857D. That's what I'm using now. There are two mic gains under that numbered menu that, Dave, you were talking about, item 74. The FM mic gain, which I assume would be for VHF, the FM mic gain is item 51, and the single sideband, which would be HF, obviously, mic gain is 81. So we need to make sure, Steve, that when you're adjusting the mic gain, you're adjusting item 51, not item 81. Back to you both.
Let me check that real quick.
On the side of the road, not while you're driving. Thanks, Bob.
That menu 51 was set at 100. How's this sound now?
Do that again, and do that again, and hold a dead key, both in one transmission.
The rain in Spain falls mainly in the plain. Dead key.
I don't know, Bob. What do you think?
His voice articulation sounds better to me The background noise may just be the characteristics of the microphone that it, you know, that it, and maybe some emissions going on somewhere. I would, Steve, if it's possible, I would turn the mic gain down to 25 on the item 51, I think it was, and let's just see if it's really having the effect we expect it to have.
20 or 18, how does this sound now?
Difference, so we're adjusting the right thing. So it's a matter of being able to find the ideal level between this one, which is a little light, and the previous one you had. And I'll pass it back to you and Dave now.
Now, let me give you a little quick dead key on this, Dave. See what that is.
That is so much better. You sound like a normal person on there now. Yeah, I think 25 is good. You might even be able to go back to 20 or something like that. But, yeah, that's much better. And you probably want to go back to your 81 and set it back to where it was, right? Because when you get HF, they're not going to be able to hear you at 5. But, yeah, that sounds really good.
Cool beans. Well, I appreciate the help, you guys. And let's go buy some cherry trees.
That's going to be so much easier to listen to. Appreciate that tremendously, Bob. Very, very much appreciated.
Welcome. Be safe out there, Steve, and good hearing you both. AA1RD clear.
So what goes along with buying cherry trees?
Cherry trees?
Yes, in specific, weeping cherry trees.
I don't know. That wood is really nice to work with, though. Cherry wood and walnut. And stuff like that, the hardwoods, those are really, really nice to work with if you're a woodworker.
What goes along with buying cherry trees? You got to plant them. You can be up at my place in about 2 hours if you want to. I'll teach you how.
Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango Mobile.
Recognizing Rusty, is that where you're playing baseball with wooden slats and cherries for bats and something like that? You know what I'm talking about?
Yep. So anyhow, that's what I'll be up to in about 2 hours, planting some cherry trees. Good morning, Rusty. How are you doing?
Hey, Steve. Good morning to both of you. And I've got to run up to Best Buy and pick me up a 50-foot Cat 6 cable. And I'll hooking my computers directly to the input from the cable people, so I get better service on the instead of Wi-Fi. But anyway, just doing that this morning, and got to run and pick up a couple of items at the grocery store before I head back to the house, and all kinds of things like that. And when you get back to your turn, Steve, you can tell me what kind of radio y'all were playing with this morning that you were messing with the mic gain settings and everything. Go ahead, Dave.
Well, good morning, Rusty. I just finished up my morning routine while I was sitting here at my desk logging everything when Steve called. So I'm going to pick back up on what I was doing, finishing that up, because I need to get in the rainmaker after that routine. Anyway, good talking to you, Steve. I'm glad Bob was helping us to figure out what that was. And I'll let you and Rusty pick up what kind of radio you got. W4DJW clear.
Dave, and I appreciate the help. Now, that's a two- or three-man operation. And, like I said, I do appreciate it. You have a good day, and I'll talk to you again soon. Yeah, Rusty, it's a 857D on a Yaesu Atos 120A.
Just trying to figure out what you were working on and everything and what menus you were looking at. And, those things can be kind of a... when you got those radios that run VHF and UHF and all that stuff too, along with HF, you know, you got to play with your mic settings for different bands. And it was a good radio, and somebody else decided they offered me a better price for it than me holding on to it. So, you know, I got my money's worth out of it, and worked out. Oh, so you're going to plant cherry trees today, huh? Well, I guess you're going to get you one of those nice little borers to go on the back of your tractor so you can just bore the holes instead of having to dig them with a shovel, right? Already got. Even the easy way then. 15 seconds to have the hole down about 3 feet. A good deal. Sounds like a good deal. So you were just trying to get David to come up there just to keep you company while you did the easy work, huh?
I was trying to do a Huckleberry Finn on him, you know, teach him how to whitewash paint a fence, you know?
Make your, he didn't bite on your, try.
He knows I was just joking with him. So, yeah, he's far from that green. So,
well, listen, I am crossing over Highway 11 and 14, and I'm going to start getting real scratchy here. You know how it is down in these little holes and valleys up here. So, Dave, if you're still monitoring, you'll be able to hear what it's like trying to hit back to Caesar's Head from these locations up here. So, you can hang in there with me if you want to, Rusty, but it's going to get kind of crusty.
With you for probably about 3 or 4 more minutes, because it won't be that long. I'm sitting here at a red light right now waiting on the light to turn green so I can go forward. And I'm only about, I'm less than 5 minutes away from the Best Buy over here. And like I said, you got to go ahead and pick me up a, got me a 25-foot cable, and that fit, that works getting it to my first computer that I need to hook up. But the second one is across the room from where the first one is, so that 25 feet will come up about 5 foot short. But they don't make a 30-foot one, so I'm going to have to buy a 50-foot one. But, you know, the price is not that bad, 10-foot for a Cat 6 cable, $10 for a 50-foot Cat 6 later, and all, but, so what are you doing wandering around up in that neck of the woods today, Steve?
At the Landrum. Going to take a look at some cherry trees up here for my wife. She's with me. And, you know, you could do like some of these other yahoos out there. Buy yourself 2 10s and a 5.
It works. I'd still have to have the connector to go between them. And, you know. So, and that would still only put me at 25 feet, and I'd still be about 5 foot short of the 30 feet I need. So, anyway, I'm trying to figure out why traffic is sitting here. We got green light, and traffic is not even moving. It's not like they don't have any place to go up here. Or do they? We got somebody up here, so. All right, let me take this phone call. I'll catch you later. W2T.
Roger, and as you can tell, I'm really starting to get scratchy down in this one little hole here. So, anyhow, you have a good day. Dave, if you're listening, have a good day, buddy. Appreciate it. Bob, take it easy. Stay informed, BWK. I'm clear.
South Hall Hotel.
WA. Any station. WA. Alpha Alpha 1 Romeo Delta. Hi, Steve. You're breaking up a little bit there, but you're sounding good. 1 Romeo Delta standing by.